This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has visited the White House to discuss the war in Gaza and the possibility of securing a ceasefire deal and the release of Israeli hostages.
Welcome back, Mr. Prime Minister. We've got a lot to talk about. I think we should get to it.
It's Netanyahu's first White House visit since 2020. In addition to his talks with Biden and a separate meeting with the likely Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, the Prime Minister will also stop in Florida to meet with GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Netanyahu's visit to Washington has been met with anti-war protest, including a die-in at nearby Lafayette Park across from the White House. Norman Hall, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, that is, said on Thursday she's ready to debate Donald Trump. We get the details from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage.
Harris notes Trump and President Biden agreed on two debates. One already happened, and the next was to be hosted by ABC News on September 10th.
Now it appears he's backpedaling.
Trump has said he'd prefer to shift that debate to Fox News, but would still be willing to debate Harris more than once.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The death toll from landslides in a remote region of southern Ethiopia has risen to 257, the United Nations said Thursday, and the number could soar to 500. The humanitarian agency said more than 15,000 people need to be evacuated because of the risk of further landslides. The landslides, the deadliest on record in Ethiopia. For more news, please join us.